Welcome back. Well, next to Westport in County Mayo, a new communication network has been rolled out there for first responders today. It's in response to older systems that failed during Storm Mayo. And Barry Lowry, Government Chief Information Officer, spoke to me earlier, first telling me what the communication system is and why it's needed.
For many years in the past, our emergency services have successfully used a system called Tetra Ireland, which I can only describe as the equivalent of walkie-talkies, in other words, push-to-talk phones. What we wanted to do was replace them with smartphone capability. And everybody knows now the importance of smartphones for data, for video, for voice. But actually enabling that for blue light services provides what we call full situational awareness. In other words, far more data and information that they can use and share in the event of dealing with a major incident.
Now, this digital radio service, Tetra, it collapsed during Storm Eowyn, meaning that some frontline services couldn't reliably communicate amongst themselves or get orders in the usual way that they would. Will this new system eliminate that failure risk?
Yeah, well, first of all, Tetra Ireland didn't actually collapse. It lost its full national connectivity because the fibre that it ultimately depends on came down because of lack of power. It went on to emergency battery backup, but of course the power wasn't restored and it went down. So in the last 2 days, what has been actively tested is what's called the network of last resort. In other words, not only will this mobile communications use all the technology we would all be very familiar with because we use it with our mobile phones, but it can fall back to satellite technology as a last resort. So where we're moving towards is always on mobile phone capability for our emergency services.
On a bad day, is it resilient?
Well, what was being tested over the last couple of days was testing this capability both in the air, in the sea and on land. And the people involved in the testing included our ambulance, HSE, our guards, our customs, our Coast Guard and our fire services. And the responses coming back were very, very positive.
Now, you're testing this in Mayo, but will it be rolled out to other parts of the country?
Well, the absolute priority initially will actually be the islands. And indeed, the plan is that before the end of this year, a first service, satellite service, will be available for use in Inishturk. And then over 2026, rolled out across the islands. But where we're hoping is to actually make this technology available over time everywhere in the country.
Is there a big cost associated with this?
Well, there is a big cost, as there is in everything, Cian. But what I would say is this capability is so important to the EU and so important to Ireland that the EU have co-funded where we are today. And of course, no cost is so significant if it saves lives.
Barry Lowry, Government Chief Information Officer there.